Similarly, the reactions of children to painful events are largely determined by how calm or stressed their parents are. My former student, Glenn Sachs, now chairman of the Department of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at NYU, showed that when children were hospitalized for treatment of severe burns, the development of PTSD could be predicted by how safe they felt with their mothers. The security of their attachment to their mothers predicted the amount of morphine that was required to control their pain. The more secure the attachment, the less painkiller was needed. Another colleague, Claude Chemtobe, who directs the Family Trauma Research Program at NYU Langone Medical Center, studied 112 New York City children who had directly witnessed the terrorist attacks on 9/11. Children whose mothers were diagnosed with PTSD or depression during follow-up were 6 times more likely to have significant emotional problems and 11 times more likely to be hyper-aggressive in response to their experience. Children whose fathers had PTSD showed behavioral problems as well. But Chemtobe discovered that this effect was indirect and was transmitted via the mother. Living with an irascible, withdrawn, or terrified spouse is likely to impose a major psychological burden on the partner, including depression. If you have no internal sense of security, it's difficult to distinguish between safety and danger. If you feel chronically numbed out, potentially dangerous situations may make you feel alive. If you conclude that you must be a terrible person, because why else would your parents have treated you that way, you start expecting other people to treat you horribly. You probably deserve it, and anyway, there's nothing you can do about it. When disorganized people carry self-perceptions like these, they are set up to be traumatized by subsequent experiences.